Harper Audio presents Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. The New York Times says of this recording, several stars have joined voices, dividing up passages from a classic work of fiction to compelling effect.
Time passed, and Catherine kept up her acquaintance with the Lintons, and, as she had no temptation to show her rough side in their company, and had the sense to be ashamed of being rude where she experienced such invariable courtesy, she gained the admiration of Isabella and the heart and soul of her brother Edgar. Acquisitions that flattered her from the first, for she was full of ambition and led her to adopt a double character without exactly intending to deceive anyone. In the place where she had heard Heathcliff termed a vulgar young ruffian and worse than a brute, she took care not to act like him. But at home she had small inclination to practice politeness that would only be laughed at, and restrain an unruly nature when it would bring her neither credit nor praise. Meanwhile, as the years passed, Heathcliff, racked with jealousy of Cathy's friendship with Edgar, appeared as if possessed by something diabolical. One day, as I was rocking Harriton on my knee, Miss Cathy put her head in and whispered,
"Are you alone, Nellie?"
"Yes, miss."
"Oh, dear. I'm very unhappy. I want to know what I should do. Today, Edgar Linton asked me to marry him, and I accepted him, Nellie. Be quick and say whether I was wrong."
"You accepted him? Then what good is it discussing the matter? You've pledged a word and cannot retract."
"Say whether I should have done so. Do."
"There are many things to be considered before that question can be answered properly. First and foremost, do you love Mr. Edgar?"
"Who can help it? Of course I do."
"Why do you love him, Miss Cathy?"
"Well, because he's handsome and pleasant to be with."
"Bad."
"And because he is young and cheerful."
"Bad still."
"And because he loves me."
"Indifferent, coming there."
"And he will be rich, and I shall like to be the greatest woman of the neighborhood, and I shall be proud of having such a husband."
"Worst of all. And now, you say how you love him."
"As everybody loves. You're silly, Nellie."
"Not at all. Answer."
"I love the ground under his feet and the air over his head, and everything that he touches and every word that he says. I love all his looks and all his actions and him entirely and altogether. There now."
"And why?"
"Nay, you are making a jest of it. It is exceedingly ill-natured. It is no jest to me."
"I'm far from jesting, Miss Catherine. You love Mr. Edgar because he is handsome and young and cheerful and rich and loves you. But he won't always be handsome and young and may not always be rich."
"He is now, and I have only to do with the present. I wish you would speak rationally."
"Well, that settles it. If you only have to do with the present, marry Mr. Linton."
"I don't want your permission for that. I shall marry him. And yet, you have not told me whether I'm right."
"Perfectly right, if people be right to marry only for the present. And now let us hear what you are unhappy about. Your brother will be pleased. You will escape from a disorderly, comfortless home into a wealthy, respectable one. And you love Edgar, and Edgar loves you. All seems smooth and easy. Where is the obstacle?"
"In whichever place the soul lives, in my soul and in my heart, I'm convinced I'm wrong."
"It is very strange. I cannot make it out."
"It's my secret. But if you will not mock at me, I'll explain it. I can't do it distinctly, but I'll give you a feeling of how I feel. If I were in heaven, Nellie, I should be extremely miserable."
"Because you are not fit to go there. All sinners would be miserable in heaven."
"I dreamt once that I was there, and that heaven did not seem to be my home. And I broke my heart with weeping to come back to earth. And the angels were so angry that they flung me out into the middle of the heath on the top of Wuthering Heights, where I woke sobbing for joy. That will do to explain my secret as well as the other. I've no more business to marry Edgar Linton than I have to be in heaven. And if my wicked brother in there had not brought Heathcliff so low, I shouldn't have thought of it. It would degrade me to marry Heathcliff now, so he shall never know how I love him. And that not because he's handsome, Nelly, but because he's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. And Linton's is as different as a moonbeam from lightning or frost from fire.
Ere this speech ended, I became sensible of Heathcliff's presence. Having noticed a slight movement, I turned my head and saw him rise from the bench and steal out noiselessly. He had listened till he heard Catherine say it would degrade her to marry him, and then he stayed to hear no further. My companion, sitting on the ground, was prevented by the back of the settle from remarking his presence or departure, but I started and bade her hush.
Why? I want to cheat my uncomfortable conscience and be convinced that Heathcliff has no notion of these things. He does not know what being in love is.
I see no reason that he should not know, as well as you. And if you are his choice, he'll be the most unfortunate creature that ever was born. As soon as you have become Mrs. Linton, he loses friend and love and all. Have you considered how you'll bear the separation? And how he'll bear to be quite deserted in the world? Because, Miss Catherine...
He quite deserted. We separated. Who is to separate us, pray? Not as long as I live, Nelly, for no mortal creature. Every Linton on the face of the earth might melt into nothing before I could consent to forsake Heathcliff. Oh, that's not what I intend. That's not what I mean. I shouldn't be Mrs. Linton with such a price demanded. He'll be as much to me as he has been all his lifetime. Edgar must shake off his antipathy and tolerate him at least. He will when he learns my true feelings towards him. Nelly, I see now you think me a selfish wretch. But did it never strike you that if Heathcliff and I married, we should be beggars? Whereas if I marry Linton, I can aid Heathcliff to rise and place him out of my brother's power.
With your husband's money, Miss Catherine? You'll find him not so pliable as you calculate upon. And though I'm hardly a judge, I think that's the worst motive you've given yet for being the wife of young Linton.
It is not. It is the best. The others were the satisfaction of my whims. And for Edgar's sake, too, to satisfy him. This is for the sake of one who comprehends in his person my feelings to Edgar and myself. I cannot express it, but surely you and everybody have a notion that there is, or should be, an existence of yours beyond you. What were the use of my creation if I were entirely contained here? My great miseries in this world have been Heathcliff's miseries, and I watched and felt each from the beginning. My greatest thought of living is himself. If all else perished and he remained, I should still continue to be. And if all else remained and he were annihilated, the universe would turn to a mighty stranger. I should not seem part of it. My love for Linton is like the foliage in the woods. Time will change it, I'm well aware, as winter changes the trees. My love for Heathcliff resembles the eternal rocks beneath, a source of little visible delight, but necessary. Nelly, I am Heathcliff. He's always, always in my mind. Not as a pleasure, any more than I am always a pleasure to myself, but as my own being. So don't talk of our separation again. It is impractical.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly and Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.